everyone. I'm Steven.
And I'm Steve.
And we're Anime Train. Well, it's been almost 2 months since our last podcast. Boy, we're really stretching this thing out, aren't we?
Yeah, pretty soon it's going to be like a year.
I know. So I hope everybody had a good summer. Summer is, I think, officially over. Now we're in the fall. And I don't know, did you do a lot over the summer, Steve?
No, not really. Just goofed off.
Yeah, me too. And I always have plans, but being so lazy, I never do them. But I'll tell you what, over Labor Day, I did buy a new car.
That's right.
And it's a 2007 Ford Focus.
Pretty cool.
And I'm very, very happy with it. And, you know, because normally I don't really care about cars. I mean, to me, they're just a tool that you use to get from point A to point B. And I know how a lot of people really love their car and how their car is an extension of themselves. They wash it, they wax it, they have all, you know, they put all kinds of modifications on it. But I normally don't care. I normally have bought really basic, simple cars.
No frills.
I had a Toyota Tercel, and then I had a Ford Focus. They just had, you know, air conditioning and a stereo. That's all I ever wanted. But this time I decided to get something with a little bit extra, and it just shows you the kind of person I am, that this is about as fancy as I'm going to get. This Ford Focus is an automatic. I wanted a stick shift, but they didn't have any.
They're out?
Well, I mean, they didn't have any that was a hatchback, and that was my first priority, to get a hatchback. So it's an automatic. It's got, of course, air conditioning. But, you know, it also has stuff like the power mirrors, power doors.
That's nice.
It has this sports package that has a leather-stitched steering wheel, which is, I don't know, what's the purpose of that? And it has a moonroof or a sunroof. What's the difference?
I think the moonroof just pops up and the sunroof can slide back or something.
Yeah, well, I don't... Yeah, I mean, it does both. You can either pop it up or, you know, slide it all the way back. And, of course, that's power, of course. And the reason why I bought it over the Labor Day is because they were having another one of those deals. Well, first of all, they had the deals for the 2006 models to try to clear them out, where they had 0% financing and all that. But I waited too long, and so I bought a 2007 model, but they still had a pretty good deal in that they had $2,500 worth of rebates, which is nice.
That's good.
And, you know, driving this thing, it just feels so nice just to drive. And I appreciate an automatic transmission now, because after a while, you get so sick of the stop-and-go traffic on the Beltway and having to, you know, keep pressing the clutch all the time. It gets tiring. And so it's really convenient and nice to have automatic after, you know, 20 years of driving a stick. Although there are times when I miss driving a stick. Now, as far as the gas mileage, it's just actually the same gas mileage pretty much as I was getting with my Ford Escort, which is pretty good considering that this is a more powerful car, has a more powerful engine. This is the new Anime Train Mobile, I guess.
Yeah. See, now you have to be a chauffeur to all of us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and one other thing, one really nice thing, is that this car has a pencil holder right by the parking brake. I think it's a nice little thing. I mean, you don't think about it, but it's a nice little addition to have a pencil holder right there. You know, before I always had to fumble around in the glove compartment to get a, you know, pen. And also, this car has, you know, compartments everywhere, it seems. And also cup holders everywhere, which is another nice thing. So, you know, I like it. It's pretty cool. I go to the car and I take out my little key thing and just press a button and the door's open. Before I never thought about how important and how nice having those kind of little features are, but it makes a difference, and I enjoy driving the car. So, anyway, that's what I did, basically. That's my big summer news. I bought a car. The other thing I wanted to talk about was, remember MP3.com?
Yeah. Another one of those big .com busts.
Yeah, and it's kind of embarrassing, but it's something that I try not to remember.
Don't remind everybody.
Because it was pure crap, the thing that we put out. Plukaville.
Yeah. It had a nice picture, though, you know?
Yeah, I know. Who took that picture?
I think the S-Man actually did that. Yeah, that was a long time ago, and it's like most things on MP3.com, it was pure crap. And, you know, the thing about MP3.com was that the whole premise of it was really stupid. It made no sense. Yeah, the business model is
that they would pay money
didn't make
to people
sense to me
just for uploading their MP3s, and they would measure this money by how many, you know, clicks and downloads. Which is crazy because it made it so easy to game the system. And I know they said that they had mechanisms in place to you know, discourage that or to catch that. But I never believed it because, you know, what happens is that the whole MP3.com community became so incestuous. You know, people would say, hey, if you click on my song, I'll click on your song. So that way we both get paid rather than, you know, having popularity drive how whether or not a song gets downloaded a lot or not. Instead, it's how well you can promote somebody clicking it.
Yeah.
Clicking on it, you know. So somebody can really hate your song, but they made that first click, and so it registers as a click, and it becomes popular, goes up the chart. It was just so stupid. I will give MP3.com credit, though, because what they did really did popularize MP3s, the idea of independents being able to distribute their music.
Like us.
And in fact, it did introduce me to some pretty good groups. I remember there was this group band called Yuma House, and they're local, and they put out some really good songs on their MP3 Damn album. That's what they call it. DAM.
Damn CDs. You know,
that's it. You know, if you ordered a damn CD, they would burn the MP3s and, you know, send it to you.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was. Do you remember the title?
No. It had that blurry picture, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. And they don't sell it anymore. But if you do a Google search on Yuma House, you can find their website. And they actually have all those MP3s out.
Posted.
For free to download. And I would recommend, go ahead and look for them. It's called Yuma House. That's the name of the band. And if you go on the website, they have those MP3s available for free. And those were from their first album, which they had sold on MP3.com. And I remember, I bought it.
Yeah, it's good.
Their second CD, I think it's called Future Perfect. And
that was good,
that's
too.
That's another really great, great CD. Especially the song Esmeralda.
Yeah, you know, their bass player, Eric Chang, is pretty cool. Is he Chinese?
Yeah, I don't know. Chang sounds like Chinese. I would think he's Chinese. But yeah, definitely. He's a great bass player. The drummer is also great.
Yeah, definitely.
And, Esmeralda. What I thought was really cool about Esmeralda is how it starts out with the little riff on A. Wait, Steve, why don't you pick up that guitar and show them what we mean?
Okay.
Is that a clue? thanks, Steve, for doing that.
No problem. My pleasure.
And later on, the bass kicks in with a little cool little line there. So it's a pretty cool song. And check them out. They're called Yuma House, Y-U-M-A House. And the another band, another guy, actually. I don't know if it's a real band.
anyway. Yeah.
They're called Crapophonic. Funny name. Crapophonic. And they're from Pennsylvania. And the guy who's in behind the Crapophonic is Gary Childress. I think that's his name.
Yeah.
Anyway, he puts out the really catchy pop, jangly songs, you know, and you could tell his influence include XTC. So if you like that kind of sound, check them out. You know, they have a MySpace page now. For a long time, they sort of just like disappeared. I mean, his old website, which was one of those free tripod or whatever websites, is still up. But check out the MySpace page. Just, you know, search on Crapophonic. That's Crap-O-Phonic. Do a search on that, and you should be able to pull that up. He's put out some new songs on the MySpace page. Because I bought his first CD called Scrawl, and he put out another CD called Mr. Smitter. I don't even remember. You know,
it's Smitter something.
Yeah, I can't remember. And I wish he would put his CDs on CD Baby or something to order it, because I'm not sure if you can order those things anymore. Anyway, I think Miss Marla Matthews, yeah, that was
it. Yeah, I think she was a TV reporter.
Yeah, that's a great song. It, you know, it's one of those songs you hear and you just keep playing it in your head. It's very catchy. So those are two examples of some of the gems that I remember from MP3.com, because, you know, the truth of the matter is the vast majority of it is crap. And it's crap because it was free to post. I mean, and I'm not trying to criticize people who are MP3.com, because, you know, we were part of the people who put up total crap on that site. So this is not any kind of indictment on them. But I'm just telling you the truth. The vast majority of stuff on MP3.com was just crap. And the big reason for that is because there's no filtering. You know, if you look at CD Baby, and how they allow anybody to post their music and to sell their music through their site, you wonder why the majority of the people there have really good music compared to MP3.com. It's a simple filter of having a $35 setup fee. You would be surprised at how much crap that weeds out. You know, $35, the person who just likes to tinker in his bedroom is not going to spend $35 to put up his music to sell. And that weeds out a lot. It didn't weed us out, did it, though? Anyway, that's just reminiscing a little bit on MP3.com. Hey, what's our schedule?
What do you mean, like music-wise or something?
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah, see, we need to get, and it's my fault because, you know, I'm the biggest lazy guy around, but we need to get serious about laying down some tracks, and I need to get serious about fleshing out lyrics for the new CD, especially because in coming up in November and December, it's going to be so busy for me and other things. So I want to take opportunity, because October would be a slow month. I want to take the opportunity to make sure we do something. So I want to make sure that our next podcast will preview something, right? So let's
fine.
Make a vow on that, okay?
It's fine with me, you know.
And one last thing is Mid-Autumn Festival is coming up. Did you order your mooncakes?
No, did you? I thought you...
Yeah, I did.
That's good. It's what kind did you order?
I got the variety pack. you know, it's the one that you get four, and they're kind of expensive. It's like $25 for 10. You only get four. And I got the one that's a variety of one of each. Like, one is the plain mooncake, one has the egg yolk, and one has nuts or something. I don't know. But I like them all. You know, mooncake is one of those things for Chinese people. I guess it's like fruitcake for people on Christmas time. They pass them around, but nobody likes them. I guess for Chinese people, they pass around mooncakes on Mid-Autumn Festival, and they just keep passing them around. But, you know, I like mooncake. I love mooncakes, actually. And I love fruitcake. So, you know, gee, I wish people would just give them all to me if they're not going to eat them, you know. So, anyway, that's the podcast for this month. And sorry we were so late, 2 months it took for us to put this out. And anyway, hopefully next time we will have previews of some new stuff.
Hopefully.
And also, you know, I want to mention that we're kind of everywhere now, which is kind of a pointless, but we have our own, obviously, we have our own website, losertown.org, and we created a MySpace page, and recently I started up a page in Blogger because I wanted that to focus specifically on the, you know, the technical side of things as we start putting out the material for the new CD. I wanted to get more into the inside kind of things that we do when we're recording. So go on Blog. It's called Anime Train Studio Blog. And this was something that I did on our website with the very first CD. But it's just kind of a pain to put those pages up. And with Blogger, the software that they use, it's easy to post things. So that's what I did. So now we have the stupid Blogger thing and the MySpace and our own website, which is, again, kind of pointless to have all the three things. But that's what I did anyway. So, and hopefully next time we will have, not hopefully, I guarantee next time we will have a preview of some of the materials for our next CDs. So, have a great fall. Enjoy your Mid-Autumn Festival, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.